This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My baby,
rockabye baby, in your little tree top. Remember that? When the balls fall, we all will drop. Or what was the rest of that? Do you remember, Kara? You probably have never heard that one. That's probably moldy. That's a moldy oldie, old timer. Kind of like Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
Everybody knows Ring Around the Rosie.
All fall down.
Yeah, I feel like kids do that now too.
All right. No, they probably do.
Even though they've got the black plague, apparently. So.
Well, we can do that or not. I'll take or not. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Friday, the 24th of February plus 1 week, which would make it the 3rd of March, right? If I figured it all out correctly. I think it's the 3rd of March. Speaking of Yankee Doodle riding to town, remember that old Yankee Doodle went to town? Riding on a pony. Well, he didn't of late, but Ryan Zinke did. Now I could say to you, who's Ryan Zinke? And you could put on your thinking caps and, oh, who is Ryan Zinke? So let's ask that as sort of an early 2020 news quiz. Who is Ryan Zinke, and why did he come to town riding on a pony? 888-302-3684. Ryan Zinke, Z-I-N-K-E.
He did come to town.
In Washington. Riding on a pony. Really? Who is he? And why did he do that? 888. Put you right to work in this hour of good day. 888-302-3684. Ryan Zinke is who? And why did he come to town on a pony? All right, got that. That's your first assignment of the day, other than to be awake, rise, shine, alert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Be aware of what's going on, so you can get the best out of our conversation, which is in-depth in this hour, taking apart Jeff Sessions first. Which is more important here? The Trump-Russia probe, Trump-Russian probe, or the fact that the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has recused himself from the probe? Why is that a big deal? I thought it was interesting that Morning Joe Scarborough, remember the guy who's Chuck Scarborough's son, Kara? You remember him from New York?
Yeah, definitely Chuck Scarborough's
son. Yeah, right. We proved that without a doubt a few days ago. Anyway, so Scarborough suggested that the Washington Post's report regarding Sessions speaking with the Russian ambassador was time to hurt the Trump administration. No! Why would the Post do that? Come on! That's silly, Joe. Come on. That's rude of you. Don't you understand the news is there to help protect the American public? And the Washington Post is there to report on the story, the facts, nothing but the facts? All right, let's see if we can figure out what the facts are from yet another reporter's point of view. Matter of fact, here is Attorney General Sessions, the actual words from the man himself at a press conference.
Let me be clear. I never had meetings with Russian operatives or Russian intermediaries about the Trump campaign. And the idea that I was part of a, quote, continuing exchange of information during the campaign between Trump surrogates and intermediaries for the Russian government is totally false. I have now decided to recuse myself from any existing or future investigations of any matter relating in any way to the campaigns for President of the United States.
All right. So is this guy the first one to go? Sessions made the decision to recuse himself after, seems he failed to tell the Senate confirmation folks that two pre-election meetings with Moscow's ambassador to Washington took place. That is a time when Russia was accused of interfering in the presidential race. So what are the Russians doing? The Russians buzzing our ships? The Russians are this guy? Are the Russians good guys or bad guys? Which is it? Don't we have to make up our minds, kind of? Russians good guys or bad guys? Is Sessions a good guy or a bad guy? The pressure for Sessions now will be not that he's recused himself, but to get him out of there. There'll already be, you know, I think you'll see a lot of that today and over the weekend. Trump and his groups of supporters here and there, there is a probe going on. And probably appropriate that that go forward. But as I said early on, when these people get into these offices, Trump's style is not to have, I don't think Trump will put up with too much foolishness, and maybe, would it be that he knew this was going on too, or not? So he was on an aircraft carrier yesterday in Virginia, told reporters that he had total confidence in Sessions. How many times have you heard that before from presidents or leaders of companies, and the next day whoever it was in question gets fired? I'm not suggesting that will be the case, nor am I suggesting it ought to be the case. I just don't know. And I think in this circumstance, I don't really care, because I don't know that that's going to affect what Sessions can do or not as the Attorney General. I don't know. He's a seasoned politician. Whether he's a good lawyer or Attorney General remains to be seen. It does seem absolutely appropriate for him to recuse himself. And I think that's what the president's team has said. The Post was the first to report that one of the meetings was private. Scarborough, on his program yesterday, didn't downplay the significance of the report, said what Sessions did is worse than actions by former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. You see, I think that's probably true, and I think Sessions is going to have a hard time having any credibility at all. I think he's going to have to go. So whether Trump says he's got confidence in him or he doesn't have confidence in him doesn't make any difference. I think he's still going to have to go. All right, so one guy in, one guy out. Let's talk about the guy who came in. Mr. Ryan Zinke came to town riding on a pony. Here's Jay in Arizona listening to Good Day. Hi, Jay. Welcome.
Hello.
How do you do?
Doing well yourself, sir.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So do you want to sing the song? Like Ryan Zinke came to town riding on a pony. You want to try a shot at that?
No, because I'm afraid that the girls will play the sound clip of your grandson saying, "Please stop."
Well, you're paying close attention. Anyway, that's good. Yes. Kara, do you want to play? Here's the demonstration. I'll sing, and my grandson will react to my singing. Ryan Zinke went to town riding on a pony. There he is. Okay, so.
Yeah, we saved that for Doug. You're safe.
You're safe, Ryan.
No, I'm not. I would torture your poor audience.
All right, so we have to keep the audience in tip-top shape. So, Jay, what is the story here? Who is Ryan Zinke, and why did he come to town on a pony?
He's the Interior Department Secretary, and he came in riding a horse as pretty much a statement for the National Parks.
Yes. He came in with a couple of U.S. Park police, and the stables are outside of town. National Park Service has stables. They use horses to patrol. There are a lot of great parks in and around Washington. And so he knows how to ride a horse. He's a fifth-generation Montanan. What else do you know about Ryan Zinke? Do you know enough to like him, not like? What do you think about Zinke as a choice for Interior Department?
I think at this point in time we need to take a sit-back-and-wait approach and see what he does, because right now I don't know enough about him to say yay or nay. I just want to see what he does, and if he does the job, great. Wonderful. If he doesn't, maybe he needs to go out. We need to find someone new.
Yeah. He's a former congressman and has had, as I think in his background, he got some ranching. Family has used some of the state and federal lands. And that's usually bottom line with the Interior Department is they manage all the federal lands. Do you think the United States of America as a government owns too much land, not enough land? Was it just right? What do you think about the Bureau of Land Management and how much we, as taxpayers, own?
Based on what I've seen, I think it's a good idea that they own what they own. They might not want to own any more and, you know, develop the area that they have in a beneficial way if it actually does help our environment, help our resources and material of that nature. I say go for it. You own just enough. If they don't, then maybe they need to back off a little bit.
Well, there are a lot of circumstances, especially in the West, in the areas around the Rocky Mountain states especially. There seems to be a whole lot of land. You go to Arizona and Nevada, a place like that, there's an awful lot of land that's owned by the Bureau of Land Management, and there are those who say it isn't managed well. I know as a farmer that there's a lot of federal land that's used for things that could have double usage, but because the people are myopic who run these bureaus, they are only interested in what their job is, and that's protect the turtles or the birds or the lizards or whatever else may be there, and not to look at it in a dual-purpose way, which would seem to me to be better, and maybe these people will figure that out and be a little broader. Maybe that's Mr. Zinke's job. Maybe we don't know. I can do a lot of suggesting, as you said. Let's wait and see. Good job, Jay. Thank you very much for participating with us here. I appreciate the input. Ryan Zinke is the new Interior Department Secretary, and yes, he did show up to work on a horse the first day. 18 past the hour here on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season starts Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When I first saw John Mellencamp's name in the music news today, I was quickly put back in my mind. Actually, Kara and I were talking about this earlier before you ladies arrived on the scene. The pictures of him and Meg Ryan, who he's always looked kind of rough to me.
Yeah.
He's a big smoker and drinker, and she's a big smoker, and it so ruined her face that she had plastic surgery, which more further ruined her face. And I saw her in this picture. I thought I wasn't even looking at the same person. She's so skinny. Her neck is like a bobble top on her body. And look at the two of them. Apparently, they had a rough and ready relationship, which doesn't surprise one. I mean, I don't know. Mellencamp's, I've actually always liked Mellencamp's music. Anybody, what's your thought about him? John Cougar Mellencamp.
I like them all. I wish they would form a band.
Yes. Put them all together. So Mellencamp.
I liked him enough. I never thought he was like, oh, you know. I mean, a lot of people thought he was pretty big deal, but
there's some stuff. If you care, if you dig around, what we're playing is a couple of songs from his new album. It's coming out in April, 23rd studio album. But if you dig around in some of the past stuff, he's had some fabulous pop tunes. Have just been fun. Here's a great one. Here's a great example.
A good one. Yep.
Ah, a fabulous song. He was out with Howard Stern yesterday, and he was talking about breaking his recording contract with Columbia after the label's president made a racist remark. He said, quote, "I was out in Columbia. I made a record called Peaceful World." He said that the single that he released featuring India Ari, and it was climbing up on the charts just before September 11th. My manager went in, was talking to the president of the record label, who said, "I don't know why Mellencamp insists on having these blanks singing with him." And you can fill in the blanks. You can guess what he was talking about. It makes it impossible to get him on the radio.
Which is not true, because he was all over the radio.
That was the dumbest thing this guy could have said.
Oh.
And so Mellencamp said, "Stick it in your ear, Charlie. I'm getting off that label." And so he did. And George Michael had the same experience, by the way, with Columbia.
Same guy. Same executive. He sued him.
Well, he called him something that gay people are called, it isn't particularly complimentary.
Right.
This guy must be a real bird brain. Anyway, Mellencamp's got a great, a great portfolio of songs. Crank this up a little bit there, will you? Yeah. So good. It'll be interesting to see what this new song. I don't understand how he's like Bruce Springsteen when he's on the road. On and on and on. They're on the road all the time. When the guy smokes like that, how does he keep himself? And the way he sings takes so much. I mean, if you look at the veins on their neck when they're singing, you look at Bruce Springsteen when he's out there, man, for 3 hours and see the veins in his neck sticking out, how hard he's working at that energy that's required for that kind of singing, that is something else. So the fact that he still smokes up a stack.
Well, my parents saw him in concert not that long ago, maybe 5 years ago, and said it was really annoying because he would sing half a song, let the audience sing, and he would walk to the side of the stage to smoke every song the whole time.
Oh, that's gross.
So my parents were not impressed with him, and they said they didn't really think he had a great voice anymore either, which is too bad because he did.
Yeah. Well, but it shows you what, again, back to the smoking thing.
It's all smoking, yeah.
But that does.
And Bruce is a health nut. Bruce is not a smoker.
Yeah, Bruce is not a smoker.
He works out every day. I mean, my gosh.
And he's from that same league. You know, he's either my age or a year or two older than I am. Look at what he keeps, as you said, maybe that's it, working out, keeping yourself in shape, watching what you eat, all that sort of thing. It's a very important thing. It's a great lesson. And you see more and more of it. That's what I'm heartened by. You see more and more of it, people sticking it out and age not being a factor. So, all right, here's a lesson for today, ladies and gentlemen. My lessons are pretty clear and straight to the point. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time to post free your jobs. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Is a typical school day for a public school teacher too rigid? In other words, do teachers have the freedom to teach in ways that they view as most effective? A national survey of American public school teachers found that the percentage of teachers who perceive that they have low autonomy in the classroom rose by a whopping 44% in a recent 8-year period. Teachers have less autonomy these days because of a myriad of new government regulations aimed at increasing student test scores and making schools more accountable. Let's be fair. Everyone wants to raise student performance, but some experts believe that by placing too many regulations on teachers, government is choking their ability to be creative. A little less red tape governing how classrooms run could help schools retain the best teachers and attract new ones to the profession. As Congress and a new president think of ways to reduce government regulations, many educators are hoping that they'll focus on rules that govern classrooms, too. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Friday, first Friday of March. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. To update you in a manner of speaking with my friend Kara Schillen, who's at the control in our studios in Washington. One of the things on Fridays that we take a lot of time, painful accuracy is what I'm looking for when it comes to the list of items on the News Talk Radio world, and that's what Talkers Magazine does in the research every week. So we'll take apart the stories. I'll just give you an idea. For those of you who can't listen to the countdown, maybe later on, there's an official program that's a two-hour program. Some of the stations actually carry it for 3 hours that focuses on the hot hits in talk radio, the News Talk Radio work done by Talkers Magazine. And so there are 10 stories and 10 people on the list every week that make for good conversation. This seems to be the summary of what most of the
stations were talking about, at least at one point or another, the shows and the hosts and the stations themselves. So let's go through the top 10 in order, shall we, starting at number...
Number 10.
Yes. Number 10, according to our big-voiced announcer, is the situation in the world of sports talk radio. Not a lot of imagination here, although I think it's exciting that the baseball, the preseason season, is underway.
Number nine.
About that. Number nine, the situation at the Oscars, the snafu, and all of the after, yada, yada, from that.
Number eight.
The situation in North Korea with the death of Kim Jong-nam, and who's responsible for that? Duh.
Number seven.
Stock market. Wow. You see number what happened yesterday. Hold on just a second. Don't get excited. Don't get to the Snapchat debut on Wall Street. They went up. The shares went up 44% on their opening. They started at $17 and ended at $24.48 for the day. That's pretty good stuff. Had a few bucks, I would have put it into that myself. All right, now keep going there, Mr. Announcer.
Number six.
Number six, the shooting at the bar in Kansas.
I didn't even know that that was a thing.
I didn't either. So that's why I'm not talking about it, because I'm just going by the list.
All right.
I know one thing about that. We've been exposed.
Okay, here we go then.
Number five,
the Trump budget plan.
Number four.
All right, so the rest of them are all Trump things. Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, how they're going to fix it, immigration policies, the Russians, and their relationship to the Trump campaign, and the address was number one. And there's a whole raft of things here. After I go through the people list, I'm gonna really give you the story behind the story. Not that you don't really know already in a sophisticated way how bad the press is, but I'm going to tell you just how bad it is, and especially as it affects Trump in just a moment. But first, the people list.
Number 10.
Martha Ruiz and Brian Cullinan tied for the 10th position.
Number 9.
Travis Kalanick is number 9.
Number 8.
Kim Jong-nan, 8.
Number 7.
Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway in the 7th position.
Number 6.
President Obama, number 6.
Number 5.
Paul Ryan.
Number 4.
Chuck Schumer.
Number 3.
Vladimir Putin.
Number 2.
Jeff Sessions.
Number 1.
Donald Trump. All right, so there's no... I don't know. Are there any surprises on that list? Yeah, I don't think there are any. I don't see any surprises. Although I do find it interesting to see all of the speculation. Okay, I'm going to tie a couple of things together here for your listening and dancing pleasure, and you can think what you want, and you can react as you will on social media or anyplace else, at Doug Steffen or Doug@DougSteffen.com. My rendering has been steady and accurate when it comes to my feelings about the news media and what it is or what it isn't. So there's a study that came out yesterday from the Media Research Center, which is a non-profit, non-denominational. It's pretty much right down the center of the road. And they have concluded that there was no honeymoon for President Trump. Really, you think so? But listen to the numbers. This study finds that 88% of the broadcast news coverage of Mr. Trump and his team was hostile during the first 30 days of him being president. The coverage was intense and plentiful. The study, analyzing both tone and content for the evening newscasts on ABC, NBC, and CBS. And the study finds that the Big Three produced 16 hours of coverage on the president and his staff. Half of it, 54% of the total coverage for the month. The measure of media tone excludes sound bites from identified partisans, focused instead on tallying the evaluative statements made by reporters and the talking heads, certainly not average citizens. Okay, so here's an example of that. You want an example? This is a headline story this morning on the Yahoo News page, which is pretty much run these days
by what's her face from the Today Show. What is just Nan? Just out, right out of my mind. Her name. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. Here's the headline, or the body of the story from Yahoo News today. After taking a well-deserved vacation, former President Obama is ready to make his return to politics. And it's safe to say the world is ready to have him back. How is that anything other than completely pejorative and one-sided? There's not fact there other than they spelled Obama's name right. Is it a fact that he had taken a well-deserved vacation? Where does that come out in the facts? It may be that he thought he needed a vacation, and others agreed he needed a vacation, and maybe it was well-deserved. But that's not a fact. That's conjecture. That's an assumption. That is not news. Any more than it's safe to say the world is ready to have him back again. The world is ready. Who says the world is ready to have him back again? Where is that a fact? Where is there something proven? Where is there a survey or a study done of everybody in the world and whether or not they think that Barack Obama should be back in the primetime spotlight? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, look around in some of these other than Yahoo, Politico today talking about former Attorney General Eric Holder in talks with Barack Obama to figure out ways for him to get involved in the new National Redistricting Committee, which aims to help the Democrats win back legislative seats in the 2018 election. They want to gerrymander in their own favor, as there is always gerrymandering down on both sides. The members of Congress, they fiddle and faddle with the population so that they can put themselves in a better position, if they can, to put them over the top. So there is no news here. This is all conjecture. No, the redistricting process is not. I'm not suggesting that that is that is news in a manner of speaking. But after taking a well-deserved vacation, it's safe to say the world is ready to have him back? No, it's not safe to say that at all. I don't think that's true. It's ridiculous. But yet it does show you how the news, if you report things enough or say, repeat things enough. Fox News is a perfect example of that. Roger Ailes was a master at getting people to say the same thing over and over again, including the slogans, "We report, you decide," or "Fair and balanced," both of which were nonsense. But yet people who watch Fox News or listen to it on the radio, "Oh, yeah, that's right." No, it isn't right at all. It's nonsense. Just the same as this other stuff. It's just complete crud. Nonsensical. Anyway, thought that was an interesting bit of reporting on my own. I just look at this stuff, and I want to puke. I really do. Although, see, what I do for a living, and what you get from listening to programs like this, is not only, hopefully, a few facts salted in among the conversation, but the idea of, I've been around on the radio long enough so that I have some expertise and credibility, and some people actually do care what I think. All right, so then I'll give you what I think, but it's always wrapped around something hopefully that's interesting and a tidbit that you didn't know. For example, you didn't know that that survey had been done and that 88% of the broadcast news coverage of Trump was hostile, one-sided. Right? You didn't know that, so now you do. Take that with you through the day. Warren Buffett in the Focus up next here on the Good Day program, 44 after the hour.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate and Nutrient Use Efficiency, is Paul Neese, Technical Service Representative.
Some of the economic factors that growers are thinking about regarding nutrient use efficiency varies by region. Some regions are more affected than others because of the use of nutrient management plans and the potential overuse of certain nutrients, while others are more concerned about the cost of certain inputs. growers, when they put their crops in the ground or when they start the season with regard to creating a strong foundation for the plant, there are a number of things to consider: the robust root system, proper soil conditions, planting density, and nutrition. All those combined could provide a rock-solid foundation for the cropping season. For example, a large, robust root system allows the plant to increase its ability to find and take up water and nutrients under water stress. Having a robust root system will help get that plant by during times of stress and preserving that potential yield, so when you can come back and water, the plant can pick up and continue its optimum growth. For crops that are irrigated, via radiate can be a particular benefit. The water tends to move out and it tends to move down. So the use of radiate, having those roots actually move out and down, allows the irrigated crops as well as dry land to pick up and utilize that moisture. And again, as we go through the season, we want that water, that those roots, to be able to chase that water. So as we apply more irrigation and that water moves out and down, those roots are already there and established to pick up that water when it is available.
What are the two active ingredients in radiate, and how do they help the plant?
The balanced formulation of IBA and chitin in radiate provide enough IBA to drive the increased root growth, and enough chitin to promote shoot growth and reproductive development. Radiate is a balanced product. If you have too much or too little of either of the IBA or chitin, that will promote an unbalanced growth and unbalanced nutrient utilization, which will in turn have a negative impact on yield. A well-defined root system, you know, will help a plant, you know, will help plants in general perform better under stressful growing conditions. To learn more about how radiate can benefit your operation, contact your local crop production services retailer or visit lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Paul. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season starts Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
All right, let's get to Warren Buffett and his comments on the effects of self-driving cars on insurance companies. Remember, his company owns Geico. Here he is talking about the self-driving car on CNBC's Squawk Box.
Self-driving cars will be adopted if they're safer. If they're safer, there's less insurance costs. That brings down premium volume significantly. So if all the cars, if a safe autonomous car had been developed, then there's 260 million vehicles on the road, so it takes a time to break in. The average age is about 11 and a half years or something. But if the day comes when a significant portion of the cars on the road are autonomous, it will hurt Geico's business very significantly.
Yeah. All right. So there's a Buffett on. So I don't know that I feel one way or another. I feel strongly I want to keep driving my car as long as I feel like I want to drive my car. Thank you very much. By the way, I was thinking of Katie Couric and why I had a brain with her from the Today Show. The question that we brought up about the shooting in the bar in Kansas, I think we all heard about the shooting. I just had forgotten it was in Kansas. This fellow who is accused of opening fire in a crowded bar, yelling at two Indian men, "Get out of my country." He killed one of them and wounded the other. We do have morons in this country. We do have freaks in this country. We do have people who are very sick. And that was an example of it. I guess I don't underscore stories like that much because it doesn't do us much good. But that was the story behind the story with the Kansas bar shooting. On the countdown at 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now, as the Good Day overview of what's happening in the world happens. The happenings of Uri Geller are the focus and subject of our attention when he joins us every week at this time. I like having my connection. Uri actually taught me about the app WhatsApp, and so he and I are constantly chatting, or I'm getting things back and forth from him. And so the news this week, or at least part of the conversation anyway, is the publication in the English paper, The Mirror, about all of these celebrity spies that over the years have allegedly, and I don't know if this is proof positive that they were actually enlisted to be a spy. You were enlisted to be a spy in a manner of speaking, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's after I've been tested by the CIA in the early 70s. And, you know, it was really interesting that when they got me out of Israel, they basically did a deal with the Mossad, because I did some things for the Mossad, and the Mossad were so bewildered that they wanted to know how, what are the mechanics, what is that mind power that I use. And they couldn't, they didn't have the right either scientist or computerized apparatus to test me. So they wanted to hear from the CIA what they thought about my powers or energies or abilities, call it whatever. So when I got to Palo Alto, to Stanford Research Institute, I was never told that this was a CIA operation. I thought that I'm being tested by some nice American scientists. But it, of course, it would be all these nice American scientists like Dr. Hal Puthoff, who was assigned as a naval officer to NSA, to the National Security Agency, they didn't tell me for a long time, even when I was tested by headquarters in Langley, Virginia, by a CIA scientist called Kit Green, who wanted to test my powers long distance. And scientists in Palo Alto kind of lied to me that, that this is just another colleague. I had no idea that the phone call came directly from CIA headquarters. And I was asked to describe what Kit Green was holding thousands of miles away from California. And just to remind you, there were no mobile phones then. There was no internet. There was Instagram. There was no Twitter. So it was just an old-fashioned phone, and I had to read his mind, and I just had to draw what I was getting from him. And he was holding a book, and I drew exactly what's in the book. And what freaked him out was the word that he wrote on that page. He wrote the word architectural, and I got the same word.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting to look at this list also of foreign-born actors and actresses? Cary Grant is on the list as having been a spy. Frank Sinatra was a spy, supposedly because he was connected to the mafia. You're on there. I thought that's actually a pretty good picture of you in the article. And Julia Child? Good Lord. Who is she spying for?
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
Now, I'll tell you why they did all this. Of course, every and any, agency, secret agency, like, let's say, MI5 or MI6 or CIA or National Security Agency or ARPA or Mossad, they recruit famous people because famous people can open doors.
Right.
Famous individuals, celebrities can penetrate almost anywhere. They'll be happily accepted, let's say, to the Kremlin, or mingle around Russian diplomats. And if they have a task, they will execute that task. So celebrities open doors, get faster to information that otherwise will not be available.
Errol Flynn, I had forgotten how he was. He was a notorious womanizer and also anti-Semitic. He was no holds barred against him. Greta Garbo is on the list. My heavens! And Noel Coward, who's a famous writer, Houdini was a spy. I'm just going through some.
Yeah, that's another great story. We'll talk about it maybe next time. How he Houdini spied for certain intelligence agencies.
Yep. And Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond. But yeah, okay. Fascinating list. Did you post it at ericgeller.com, that list?
I will. My webmaster will put it on in the coming hour.
All right. Check up Uri's website. Check it out. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, ericgeller.com. Uri, thank you. Have a great weekend.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.